This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. This podcast is about QAnon and the Q movement. And I'll just start off by saying that I don't know a lot about Q. I mean, I've kind of followed the whole thing. And what I suspect is that Q is probably part of military intelligence and pretty close to Trump. I know that Q has posted a lot of things that have come true and also some things that looks like they were mistakes. But I have invited a guest on. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet, but it's a prominent Q drop analyst. And my plan is to do an interview with this person. He's already agreed to do it. We're just setting up the time schedule. And I'm going to ask him to explain the Q phenomenon. And I'm going to ask him some tough questions as well, like how do you know Q isn't disinfo? Because, I mean, some of the criticism of Q that's been out there, for example, from even some people in independent media, is that they say Q is misleading people to take no action and just, quote, trust the plan, which sort of means, you know, don't do anything. Like, we're taking care of all this for you, and we'll take down the deep state. I've seen other people who are really very excited and happy about the message of the QAnon movement because they're saying, you know, it gives them hope, gives them confidence that the deep state is going to be taken down, that the pedophile networks are going to be taken down, that we can defend America and reassert constitutional law, in essence, across the country and eliminate the enemies of America. Of course, that's a welcome message to a large number of people. But is it real? I guess we're going to find out. I mean, I've heard lots of rumors from previous Q posts over the years that say, oh, there are, maybe you've heard this, like 50,000 sealed indictments against traitors or insurrectionists who are going to be taken down. I hope that's the case, but I'm not sure that it is because I keep wondering, where are the arrests? You know, where is the takedown of the deep state? So I'm a little bit skeptical right now that everything Q is telling us is actually right on the money. Certainly some of it is accurate, but I'm not sure that the most important parts are. I guess I'll learn more from my upcoming interview and we'll find out more. I want to believe that what Q is saying is rooted in reality. I want to believe that the Patriots are in charge. I want to believe that Trump has control over the Federal Reserve now, and that Trump has control over the DOJ, and that, I guess, I think some Q advocates even say Trump has control over CNN, which I'm not quite sure how they arrive at that conclusion. I'm not sure anybody has control over CNN, not even Brian Stelter himself. He's off the reservation every time he talks. But it sure would be great if these things that Q were saying were true. So I'm open to the idea of it. I'm not going to just sit back and say, well, Q's got everything under control, therefore we don't have to do anything. I believe that whether or not Q is accurate, that we as patriots, we all need to do our part. You know, don't sit on your butt just because Q says everything's under control. It would be a very smart idea to do what Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. You know, yeah, you could trust in Q, but also kick ass yourself. Also, you know, speak out against the radical left-wing terrorism, speak out against the injustices, speak out in favor of the Constitution, you know, speak out in favor of patriots and support President Trump in the upcoming election because he seems to be our best shot at this. And by the way, let me just take a little tangent here. A lot of people, well, I should say some in the independent media are very unhappy with Trump. And even I've seen some people on my platform, Brighteon.com, who are saying that, I think I saw one video from Zulna who was saying that Trump might be the Antichrist, for example. And I've heard that assessment before. And I know a lot of people are frustrated with the lack of arrests of the deep state traitors and how they see Trump appearing to be paralyzed in so many ways, not doing the things that many Americans urgently believe need to be done in order to save this country. However, I want to caution everybody that right now, there is only a choice between Trump and Biden. In this election, that's the only choice. It doesn't mean that longer term, there can't be a third choice, such as a restructured, reformed society rooted in liberty with small government and things like that. Yeah, I understand. We want to push for that. And I don't agree with everything Trump is doing either. I don't know. All this Fed money printing is out of control. And Trump pushing vaccines, which I think is a cover story, actually. I don't think he's pro-vaccine at all. I think he's using vaccines to position the military across U.S. cities in preparation to crack down against the insurrection that's coming. So I don't think Trump is pro-vaccine. I don't think Trump is pro-pharma. I mean, he's signed legislation that's actually going to really hurt pharma in terms of their profits. Trump's signed, well, I guess his executive orders to dramatically lower the prices of prescription drugs as much as is possible without an act of Congress, so to speak. But I don't see that we have any better choice right now than voting for Trump and giving him a second term, even if we don't agree with everything he does. So think carefully about this, folks. You know, Joe Biden is in with communist China, and the Biden party, the Democrat party, is all in with, you know, demonism, Satanism, anti-Christian principles. They're all about pedophilia, child trafficking, child genitalia mutilations, transgender indoctrination, chemical castrations of children, and, you know, child kidnapping and sex dungeons and all the other weird crap that they do. That's the left. They are the true antichrist, so to speak, but not even, I wouldn't even give them that much credit. They're just demons and goblins, basically. And if you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for demons and goblins, essentially, because that's what his party has become. So we're never going to get the perfect choice for president, but we do have to pick the better choice. And I know some people say, well, it's the lesser of two evils. Well, I'm sorry. I don't see Trump as being evil. He doesn't hate America like the left does. Trump doesn't have children locked up in dungeons like some of these leftists do. And no, Trump isn't putting children in cages at the border. Those cages were all built by Obama. And when there are illegals crossing the border with children, sometimes they're using those children. It's called child recycling. Those children have been kidnapped by the adults that are bringing them across the border. So you have to separate them and sort it out for the sake of the child. So that's why they're separated. But again, these radical demonic leftists can't understand any of that. But we've got to pick the candidate that stands for America and stands for the basic principles of America. And right now, that's Trump. Now, the whole system is probably coming down no matter who wins. I don't think America will exist as we know it today beyond the year 2025. It may not even exist beyond 2021, for all we know. I think Trump will be our last president if he wins election. And if Biden wins, Biden will be our last president. I think America falls apart either way. But I'd much rather all those things happen under President Trump than President Biden, because Biden will weaponize the government against the patriots, whereas Trump will only weaponize the government against the terrorists, you know, the anti-America treasonous insurrectionists. I mean, government is a weapon, and it's going to be used against one group or the other. The only question is, who would you prefer the government weapon be used against right now? I'd rather the terrorists be taken down than patriots. And that means voting for Trump. So thank you for listening to my thoughts on these subjects. May or may not agree, that's fine. If you would like to express your thoughts, join us at brighteon.social. Join up, create your free account there, and you can start posting without censorship. Even if you disagree with what I'm saying here, you are welcome to post. Brighteon.social is the website. My handle there is @HealthRanger. You can also find my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.